Voters had a chance Sunday afternoon to spend an hour with the candidates for Attorney General. Democrat Susan Happ and Republican Brad Schimmel met for their first of three debates. It took place in Milwaukee and was broadcast on a number of TV stations statewide and available live online. As WUWM reports, three major areas of discussion dominated the debate. The conversation began with the candidates being asked, how exactly do they view the job of Attorney General? Susan Happ, Jefferson County's district attorney, went first. The Democrat said the person holding the post is the state's top cop and more.
There's an entire picture of what the Attorney General is, which encompasses not just public protection or, you know, fighting crime or protecting our citizens, but also being an advocate for our citizens, being the people's attorney. And that's really an important role because the Attorney General has such a tremendous amount of ability to influence public policy and to talk to the voters and be an advocate for all of our citizens.
The Republican Waukesha County District Attorney Brad Schimmel agrees the Attorney General provides guidance to local law enforcement while also serving as the state's top attorney. Yet he puts a different twist on what that means.
I think the most important thing for the Attorney General on that civil side especially is to make sure we have a stable and predictable legal and regulatory environment. We've got to enforce the laws the way they're written, and we've got to defend Wisconsin law. Wisconsin needs to be able to count on their lawyer to step up to the plate and defend our laws when they're under attack.
Laws such as voter ID. A photo ID requirement has been on the books for 3 years, yet it's been blocked for most of that time, pending the outcome of legal challenges. Last month, the Federal Appeals Court reinstated the requirement. Then last week, the U.S. Supreme Court blocked it, at least until after the November elections. Current Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen has vigorously defended the law. Democrat Susan Happ says she would not if she replaces him.
The Wisconsin Constitution is very clear about what requirements our voters need to vote. There are three requirements. This law creates a fourth requirement, not in our Constitution. It does create real impediments to voters.
Republican Brad Schimmel, however, says it would be incumbent upon him to keep up the fight.
The Supreme Court only said that because of the short time involved, we can't let it go into effect for November 4th. Still, right now, our law is constitutional. The U.S. Supreme Court hasn't said otherwise. Of course, the Attorney General is going to continue to defend that if I'm the Attorney General.
Schimmel claims Happ's approach to pick and choose her battles would make her an activist Attorney General. Happ claims Schimmel's plan to defend the state's laws, no questions asked, would be a robotic approach to the job. The two also bickered over claims that have come up in the campaign, questioning both candidates' ethics. Schimmel criticized how Happ's office handled a sexual assault case in which the suspect had personal business dealings with Happ.
She's got a big challenge with a case that she hasn't answered the questions on yet, where she had a $180,000 land contract with an individual who was pending in her office on first-degree sexual assault of a child. It ended up with a very dramatic reduction of that charge and the recommendation in the case.
Happ defended the actions of her office and said she's been mum about details because it's an open case. Meanwhile, she criticized how Schimmel has handled a number of matters. One was a complaint related to Oconomowoc Republican State Representative Joel Clayfish. A liberal group had contacted Schimmel, accusing Clayfish of planning legislation that one of Clayfish's donors helped write. The group said the donor would benefit because the proposal would lower his child support payments. Schimmel declined to investigate. Happ took issue with Schimmel's response, including an email in which he said there's nothing wrong with a citizen donating to a lawmaker in hopes of furthering a cause.
It certainly looks as if the office has been politicized because it wasn't just a person who helped draft this legislation. It was a campaign donor of Republican Representative Clayfish who was going to directly benefit financially from this legislation.
Schimmel said his comments were taken out of context, and he says the group that complained about Clayfish never followed up with information that would have helped him pursue an investigation. Despite their differences, Schimmel and Happ found some common ground. Both said the Attorney General should play a role in the fight against heroin and against drunken driving. And both said the office holder must help find ways to lower Wisconsin's black male incarceration rate. The state leads the nation by far. I'm Annalise Hensel, 89.7 WUWM.